has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the July 22nd already. Boy, where is the summer going? Where is your money going this morning? This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, right now we have the Dow down 20 points to start the week, but don't forget, we saw all-time highs in the market last week. We have the S&P 500 down 4 cents right now. That's right, jingle, jangle, jingle. The S&P down 3 cents right now, count it. The NASDAQ is up $1.66 this morning at 35.89. We've got the 10-year yield, well, hanging out in about the same neighborhood it was hanging out last couple weeks. That's at 2.47% right now. We have gold up $29.10 to $13.22. You know, we'll keep our eye on gold going forward. Maybe gold at some point is going to be, I think it's inevitable that at some point it will be a top performing asset class once again. But right now, you got to say there's been a lot of false starts in gold, all the way down from 1,800 clear down to 1,200. And now it's attempting to at least put in a bottom here. Oil down 16 cents, finally. Did you know that oil closed at $108 per barrel last week? Did you fill up over the weekend? Did you feel it? Ouch. And the euro is in rally mode this morning. The euro is at 1.32. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where every week we do our best to point you in the right direction in the market. Not the wrong direction, the right direction. What's the wrong direction in the market? The wrong direction in the market is buying asset classes that aren't performing, that are out of favor. How do we know which asset classes are not performing or are out of favor? Well, I use a tool that I invented. Oh, gee, I hate to give a shameless plug for my app, but you know what? I find it to be a very, very useful tool in what I do here at Gunderson Capital Management. You know, over the weekend, I wrote in my newsletter about the different philosophies, the different strategies that investment advisors use in managing money. And you know what? Look, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat, but do they all produce the same results? I don't know. You know, I was reading an article over the weekend on asset allocation, and it's almost a gospel. The gospel of asset allocation is, to most investment advisors, their true course that they follow in managing money. And in its most basic terms, it simply says that if you're 60 years old, you should have 60% of your assets in bonds, and you should have 40% of your assets in stocks. If you're 70 years old, you should have 70% of your assets in bonds and 30% of your assets in stocks. And on, as you continue to get older, you should move your money to the less riskier asset of bonds and have less and less exposure to the more risky assets of stocks. Well, you know what? I have a question. Are bonds really that much safer than stocks? Well, there's the argument, and I think, you know, it's a good argument if you're going to hold those bonds to maturity. And if you buy really high quality bonds, then you're going to get your principal back someday, and you're not really that worried about your principal fluctuating along the way. Okay? But having said that, you're going to get whatever the coupon rate is on the bond. But you can say, well, it's a guaranteed return. But the rates are really low right now. I mean, they're barely keeping ahead of inflation. And what I've seen in the asset allocation world is I don't see individual investors, or I don't see investment advisors buying individual bonds for their clients. I see them putting them into big, large bond funds. What was the largest mutual fund in the world? I believe last year, or maybe the year before, it was the PIMCO Total Return Fund, a bond fund. Billions of dollars has been plowed into that fund, not into individual bonds, but into that fund. And you see, a fund fluctuates day by day. You can look up the price of that fund on any given day and compare it where it was a year ago, compare it where it was 3 years ago, compare it where it was 5 years ago, and know how much you gained or lost in the way of your principal. Okay? Principal. Very important here. Their principal. Bond portfolios are down 12 to 13% year to date. You can say, well, you know what? Over the long haul, it all kind of averages out. But my problem with that is, how many of you out there could not see a freight train headed straight for the bond market? We know that we have an artificial stimulus in the bond market, artificially holding interest rates down. And that artificial stimulus has an endless checkbook, can continue to write checks as fast as he can print money, and continue buying those bonds to artificially hold rates down. But how long before eventually the economy starts to recover a little bit, the economy starts to get back on its feet, and interest rates start to rise, and the Fed starts to pull back on their stimulus program. They close their checkbook. No more. Or instead of writing one check a month, they write one check every other month. How many of you did not see that coming? It just seemed like the freight train blared its horn more than once. Starting last summer, when the bond market peaked, and ever since it's been blaring its horn that it's approaching. In fact, as I looked at the treasuries in my app, now how valuable is the app to me? 1 year ago today, the bond market, out of 3,400 different investments that I have to choose from, the bond market was ranked number 75. That's treasuries. That's just TLT. A nice exchange-traded fund that anybody can buy. It was ranked number 75. 6 months ago, it was ranked number 1,797. And it has never returned since. It started dropping. It dropped out of my top 200 about 11 months ago. It fell from grace. It rolled over. And it has never recovered. Where is the bond market today? Out of 3,400, 2,951. From number 75 1 year ago to 2,951 today. Now the question I ask, did that happen overnight? No, it did not happen overnight. I showed a chart in my newsletter of the bond market 1 year ago when it peaked. TLT, the exchange-traded fund, hit $108.91 back in July of last year. Today, TLT, or actually it hit $129, and now it's $108 per share. So from $129 per share, clear down to $108 per share over the course of 1 year. That is a percentage loss in the last 12 months of 17.8%. But my point here is that it didn't occur overnight. You had plenty of warning. Not only was it logical that at some point in time the Fed was going to say, no mas, But you could also see it in the stock chart. You could see TLT peak in July of last year. You could see it cross below its 20-day moving average at the beginning of August. You can see the 20-day cross over the 50-day in mid-August of last year. And you can see continued erosion in the bond market, even though there were a couple of failed rallies along the way ever since. But of course, the real damage was done when taper talk started 10 weeks ago. The inevitable taper talk that everybody knew was coming at some point. Well, that was then. This is now. Where should we be in the market now? Hopefully you got out of the bond market a year ago. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door is blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, earlier in the week, we like to take a look at the big picture of the market. Why? Because that dictates how we're going to handle the little picture of the market. You know, the market is a big part of the movement in stocks. 70 to 80% of the movement in stocks comes from the market. So you need to have the market on your side. It increases your probabilities tremendously to have a market that is cooperating. That's just common sense. But knowing the right places to be in the market is also very, very, very critical. Now, we've just determined, I've just told you, that it's still not safe to go back into the water. And I don't know when it'll be safe to go back into the shark-infested bond water again. But I think it's going to be quite some time because I think you're going to see a new paradigm in our economy going forward. And that new paradigm going forward is going to be rising interest rates. So we have to look for areas of the market that benefit from rising interest rates, don't we? And we need to stay away and avoid areas of the market that get hit, that suffer from rising interest rates. Talk to any mortgage person out there right now who's been making a living off of refis and ask them what rising interest rates have done for their business. Interest rates have a lot to do with our economy. But having said that, I simply rank the asset classes on a daily basis in my app, Best Stocks Now app, and try to stay focused in those leading asset classes. Another week has gone by. Where are we now in the ranking of the asset classes? Let's take a look. As of last Friday, no change once again. You're sitting there, I want some kind of change that I can get in on so I can ride a trend all the way up. What's wrong with getting on a winning trend now and sticking with it until it's over? Because it ain't over till it's over, and it may still go for a long, long time. The number one asset class in the market is small cap domestic stocks. Come on, you've been saying that now for months. That's a good thing. You know why? Because if you're in small cap mutual funds, if you're in small cap exchange traded funds, if you're in small cap stocks, and more particularly domestic stocks, you've made a lot of money since you've been listening to this show. If you fought me or fought the trends and continued to ride in gold or continued to ride in the bond market or in the emerging markets, you haven't made a lot of money. You've missed an opportunity. But as of right now, small cap domestic stocks are still the best place to be in the market. The second best place to be in the market, mid cap domestic stocks. Almost exactly the same as small caps, just a little bit larger. If you've been in any mid-cap mutual funds at work with your 401k, if you've been in any mid-cap ETFs, you can buy the mid-cap index, S&P 400 mid-cap index, which I believe is IJK, I want to say. You've made some good money this year, and it's not over till it's over. Those continue to be the best asset classes. Now, let's go back to 1 year ago. The leading asset class 1 year ago, or at or near the top, was U.S. Treasuries. I just said that out of 3,400 different investments out there, it was ranked number 75. But amongst its peer of asset classes, it was number one or number two. What did we watch for? We watch for it to start dropping in rank, which eventually these small cap and mid cap domestic stocks will start to do. That's why every single weekend in my newsletter, I show you the current rankings of the asset classes versus last week and versus 2 weeks ago to see if there's any subtle changes. And I'm happy to report once again this week that there's virtually no change at the top of the leaderboard. We don't have Phil Mickelson right now on a tear rising up the leaderboard. It's still the same leaderboard that we started the year with. It's still the same leaderboard that was in place 6 months ago. It's still the same leaderboard that was in place 3 years ago, or 3 months ago, and it's still the same leaderboard that was in place last week. Small cap domestic stocks, mid-cap domestic stocks. Well, Gunderson, I've missed this whole run in small-cap domestic stocks and mid-cap. It's never too late. It could go another 17 or 18%. We just don't know. But the good news is, hopefully, barring some kind of overnight catastrophe, we should get plenty of warning when these asset classes, the current leaders, start to drop out of favor. And we should hear the noise, the thundering footsteps, of a Phil Mickelson asset class, which we're proud of here in San Diego. He's a San Diego guy. So San Diego very happy that Phil Mickelson came charging from behind to win the British Open yesterday. Hometown boy. But we'll get plenty of, we'll hear those footsteps. Whether it's China, whether it's Brazil, whether it's the emerging markets, whether it's junk bonds, whether it's the precious metals, we're constantly listening for those footsteps of them moving up the asset class ladder. But right now, I'm here to report that it's not happening. It's still domestic stocks on the big scale, more particularly mid-caps and small-caps. That's the real place to make money and sock money away for your retirement right now. And others out there would say, Gunderson, you're crazy. You've got to have all of these different asset classes filled with so much money, bonds and precious metals and emerging markets. And I say, why? When the only asset class in the world that's working right now is domestic stocks, why not take advantage of that? Everybody has to decide for themselves which method of money management they want to follow. It's your choice. You have to listen to the different people that talk about this method or that method, and you decide for yourself what you think is best for you. What are the worst asset classes this week? Absolutely no change. What do you think the worst asset class is? And I call this an asset class because it is one of the choices I have. I could have all my money in this asset class if I wanted to, if I thought it was appropriate. What asset class is that? Being short the S&P 500. Inverse. Isn't that risky? Well, not if the market's under siege. It's a way to make money if the market's under siege. It's also a way to hedge your account if the market's looking a little bit roily out there today. Being short the market or being a bear. You ever see any bears being paraded on CNBC? All day long, they parade bears. Oh, I just don't believe in this rally, Joe. We think here at ABC Management, being long the market is not the place to be. It is the place to be. Being short the market's the worst place to be. We're going to get more specific here when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson's The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, being in the market, being an investor, it's critical to have the market on your side. Whatever market it is, whether it's a commodities market, whether it's the bond market, or whether it's the stock market, to have the wind at your back is a big, big benefit. It helps tremendously. But even more than that, being in the right areas of the market, meaning asset classes of the market, is also very, very important. And that's why once a week, the beginning of the show or beginning of the week, and also over the weekend in my newsletter, I point out to you what I think are the very best asset classes in the market at any given point in time. And what am I looking for? I'm looking for subtle changes in the trends, one way or another. Just like bonds were number 75 out of 3,400 one year ago, and today they're 2,918, that did not happen overnight. That trend started to fall apart. On a relative basis, bonds continued to become a weak asset class to be invested in. And it was a warning. You had plenty of warning to flee the bond market. Now, here we are, 17 percentage points lower than where we were last year. That's not the real tragedy. I mean, it's enough to lose 17%. But when you look at the other side of the coin, the stock market was up 24%. During that same period of time. So not only could you have avoided a 17% loss in the bond market, you could have made 23% just by being invested in an S&P exchange traded fund. You see how important it is to be in the right asset classes? Now here's another example. The S&P 500 this year is up 15 or 16%. China is down 15%. So you can't say, well, stocks all over the world have been the place to be. That's not true. It's been domestic U.S. stocks that have been the place to be here in 2013. If you look at the emerging markets, they're still underwater for the year. So not only have you had to been in the stock market this year, but you've also had to have been in the domestic stock market. Now, let's just continue this conversation a little bit. The worst place to be, if you're a bear, you're getting clobbered, and you continue to get clobbered. You can be grumpy all you want, and you can say that this market is propped up, that it's artificial. Well, you know what? Fine. Being short the market is the worst place you could possibly be, and it's still the worst place to be. The second worst place to be, gold. Gold continues. Now, at some point in time, just as the bond market went from number 75 clear down to 2,987, gold today, right now, is ranked at number 3,200. It wouldn't surprise me at some point in the future to see it back in the top 200. When? I don't know. But I don't get back into an asset class until it starts moving. Until it starts making that move on the back nine. Still it starts rising up against the others. Right now, gold has been mired in the mud, in the muck for the last year and a half. There's been no money to make in gold other than a weekly trade here or a daily trade there. It continues to be the second worst asset class to be in. What's the third worst asset class to be in? Cash. I measure cash through the short-term bond index, which is basically a cash equivalent. Being in cash is not serving you. You're not losing any money. Well, you are to inflation, but you're not growing your money. Now, there's times when cash is king and cash is the best place to be. That's why I consider cash an asset class, and I track it. Right now, cash, out of 3,400 different investments that you can hold in your portfolio, is ranked number 3,257. And the next worst asset class to still be invested in are the emerging markets. Now, how important is that information for all of you who have 401ks at work? You know, back at the beginning of the year, I said, I'm going to start a mutual fund model portfolio. I can't manage 401ks for folks. It's just too cumbersome. But folks can follow along with my newsletter and my mutual fund model portfolio, and they can pick equivalents. That's the best you can do, is find the closest you can come. I'm sure your 401k more than likely has a small cap U.S. equivalent mutual fund. Whether it's small cap growth, small cap value, it makes little difference. I'm sure your 401k has a mid-cap mutual fund that you have to choose from. Some 401ks have a wide range of mutual funds to choose from. My model portfolio, mutual fund portfolio, which I publish every week in my newsletter, currently owns 6 mutual funds in it. It's up 20.6% year to date. Why is it up 20.6% year to date? Because it's in the right areas of the market. It's in biotech. It's in multimedia, Fidelity Multimedia, which are the media stocks, which have had a tremendous year. It's in energy services, which are starting to blast off with the $108 energy oil price right now. It's in small cap discovery or growth. It's in mid cap. And lastly, it's in the regional banks, which benefit from rising interest rates. What don't you see in my model mutual fund portfolio? You don't see any precious metals. You don't see any natural resources. You don't see any total return, otherwise known as bonds. You don't see anything in stable value or cash. You don't see anything in the developed international markets. You don't see anything in the emerging markets. Those are all down on the year. You're not going to make money right now in those areas of the market. The places to be invested in my humble opinion, are in the best areas of the market. I believe in buying strength, not weakness. And like I say, as of July the 18th, my model mutual fund portfolio, which has had very few changes since the beginning of the year, is up 20.6% year to date. So, I mean, that's one thing. I publish my weekly newsletter. You have choices to make. You know, I'm a big believer that your 401k at work is probably the best vehicle that you have, and in a lot of cases it's the only vehicle that people have to really make money in. They don't own rental properties that are going up in value. They don't have a stock fund that's not part of their 401k. It's the good old 401k at work, which you're able to tell your boss or tell the people, the right people at your place of employment, how much you can afford. You know, stretch it a little bit. Yeah, you might have to cut back on a few things here and there. Diet Cokes and Honey Roast, just cut those out, and beef jerky, all right? And put that money in your 401k instead. But then, you know, the second thing is, well, number one, you're going to get a tax break. The money you put into your 401k is deductible, number one. Some of them have Roth 401ks now, which I recommend. If you're younger, I think the Roth 401ks make more sense than the traditional 401ks. But then the second thing is, well, there's another part of this equation. You may get a little bit of matching from your company as an encouragement to put money into your 401k. Thirdly, now you've got to choose from the menu. You'll be given a menu. Here's our menu of what we have to choose from. And generally speaking, they fall into several categories. One, you can just make it a savings account and just put it into cash. I don't recommend that because your money's going to grow tax deferred over time. Well, I don't want to take risk. Okay, no risk, no reward. Cash, number two. But let me say this, there are times when cash is a good option in your 401k. Not right now. You're usually given some kind of large cap funds. That's not a good place to be this year. Large caps are trailing small and mid cap stocks. There's usually some kind of a small cap or mid cap funds that you can be in. That's the sweet spot in the market right now. Generally speaking, folks are offered international, some kind of foreign or international, Euro Pacific, Asia. Not a good place to be this year. A lot of 401ks, almost every 401k has bond options. Not the place at all to be this year. So you might want to follow along in my newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com, what to do with your 401k at work. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're here every day, Monday through Friday. You can listen, of course, on the stations of the cities that we're in. TuneIn Radio is one way. You can listen to any station in the world, just about, on TuneIn Radio, which is an app for any smartphone. We archive the shows every day on our website, pwstreet.com. We upload them to iTunes. You can listen to these shows at your leisure. We also break them up by subject matter. In the first quarter of the show, that we talked about the freight train that was coming, that was sounding its horn 1 year ago today on the bond market. The question is did you get out of the way of the freight train, or did you continue to stand on the tracks? Because academic research says that you should have so much in this bucket and so much in that bucket and so much in this bucket and never change your strategy unless you get older, which we're all getting older. That way, your investment advisor only has to meet with you once per year and readjust things a little bit and ask how the grandkids are doing. In the second segment of the year, we talked about the best darn asset classes to be invested in right now. I'm not an asset allocation guy. I guess I'm a contrarian. I believe in being in the best asset classes now. The name of my show is The Best Stocks Now. The name of my newsletter is Best Stocks Now. The name of my app that I invented is Best Stocks Now. I believe in being in the best areas of the market at any given point in time. On Saturday, I was got finished with the newsletter. In fact, I got it out Friday night for a change, which is very unusual. I had a little time on my hands on Saturday and finished my morning chores. I looked out and the ocean looked pretty nice. Went down, jumped in the boat, went out and did a little fishing. I narrowed it down to the best fishing areas now. How did I know? I saw where the sport fishing boats were fishing. That's usually a tip-off that there's some fishing there. They're not going to take their passengers to the worst fishing grounds in the ocean. You know, just looking at my bottom finder on my fish finder, most of the ocean is a desert. 99% of the ocean, maybe 99 9/10 of the ocean is a desert. There's nothing down there but mud. Well, you can't fry mud in tempura batter and make a mud taco. Instead, I went to the hard bottom areas off of Point Loma where there's some reefs and whatnot and rocks. That's where the fish like to hang out. And I saw several schools of fish down there. And when I saw them on my fish finder, that's where I stopped. That's where I fished. And I was able to put some fish on board for some delicious fish tacos this week. I believe in fishing in the right areas of the market at any given point in time. That depends on a lot of things. The current, the water temperature, the time of year. All kinds of things. The patterns. Are the fish spawning? Are the fish sulking? What are they doing? Same thing in the stock market. I find it very, very similar. You want to zero in on the best areas of the market right now. In the third segment of the show, we talked about your 401k and how important it is to be invested in the right areas. How important is it? Well, if you've just been in the S&P 500 in your 401k, which I'm sure is a choice that you have, almost any 401k out there would have the choice of being in the S&P 500. You're up 25% over the last 12 months. Conversely, if you said, no, the stock market's too risky for me, I'm going to be in the safety of the bond market, you're down 17%. Over the last year. There's 42 points, 420 basis points of differential between a top performing asset class and a bottom performing asset class. Furthermore, if you said, no, I'm going to take a balanced approach. I'm going to put half my money in the bond market and half my money in the stock market. Well, you're up about 6 or 7% then over the last 12 months. You avoided the crash of the bond market. You didn't participate in the 25% gain in the stock market. Me? I want that. I'm a fishing guide. I'm not here to catch a couple of fish for you. I'm here to guide you into the best areas of the market. I fish these waters every single day. From the time I get done with this show, Until I leave here sometime late this afternoon, I will have looked at hundreds and hundreds of stocks during the day. And my app will generate the numbers that I need to point me in the right direction of the market. 401ks, I think it's absolutely vital to be in the right areas of the market at any given point in time. My 401k model is up over 20% so far this year. No exposure to bonds, no exposure to international, no exposure to the emerging markets, no exposure to natural resources. I've been heavily focused in the areas of the market that are working. Okay, now we need to go one step further here, which we do every week, the beginning of the week, which I do in my newsletter every week. Now, these are for you folks that have a lot of choices. You even have choices in the stock market in your 401k. You have to be in the right sectors in the market. The right sectors as of last week, and this continues to be the best area, and it has been for a long time, biotech, retail, pharmaceuticals, healthcare, regional banking. Those are the best sectors in the market. So if you're going to hunt for the best stocks now, you're more than likely going to find them heavily concentrated in those sectors. Let me tell you again, biotech, retail, pharmaceuticals, healthcare, regional banking. That has been the best area of the market for the last year. And if you've been fishing in those waters, you've been pulling up some trophy fish. Those are still the best areas of the market. Nothing has changed. We continue to look. Well, we have had one sector rise up here. On Taper Talk, we've seen the regional banking sector rise up into the top eight. I'll just tell you one other sector that's on the move right now because of rising oil prices. It's the oil energy sector. And I am starting to beef up my exposure a little bit. In fact, you'll see in my newsletter last week that I added an oil stock to my newsletter. The aggressive portfolio continues to rock and roll this year. You can see exactly what I own in those model portfolios. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, or you can give us a call here at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.